Coming, man.
Hey, what's up? Hell yeah, I could go for some food. What'd you make? Oh, sandwiches sound great right now. Oh, don't be sorry. I don't need fancy. I was living off ramen before I came back, remember? This is bougie as fuck for me. I know you would, Mom, and I appreciate it. But I'm happy with anything you make. Not to mention, it's way too hot to be cooking. I know how you handle the heat. And you've already run out of layers to take off. I'm not letting you risk heat stroke for my sake. I don't know. Cooking nude sounds like a safety hazard. Oh. I was actually going to eat these in my room. I'm sorry, Mom. I'd love to spend time with you. I have studying I need to do. I don't think taking a break is a good idea. No, nothing like that. I'm not trying to avoid you at all. I want to spend time with you, I swear. It's just that this one class is kicking my ass and I want to work on it while I don't have the distraction of friends and stuff, so I can make the most out of being stuck here. No, not stuck with you. I'd never think that way about you. I promise it's not like that. You're not losing your boy because he's all grown up. That's not why I've been distant. Please, don't think that. I'm always going to need you. I'm always going to be your baby. Mommy, please don't be sad. I wish I could tell you what was really going on so you wouldn't feel bad. But you just have to trust me when I say it's nothing you're doing wrong or that I care about you any less. You know I trust you more than anyone else. You've always made me feel like I was safe to share anything with you. But this is different. You'd be disgusted with me. I know, Mommy. I don't like keeping things from you, but I'm scared. I love you a lot, okay? In a way that I shouldn't. I look at you in ways that I shouldn't. I think about you in ways that I shouldn't. I know it's fucked up, so I've tried to keep to myself. I've felt like this for a while, but up until recently, I thought it was just me being a horny, desperate teenager. I thought that the feelings would go away when I left home, but they didn't. The distance just made it worse because I missed you so much. When I came back 2 weeks ago was when it fully sunk in that it's not a feeling that's going to go away. Quarantine made that really obvious. It's just you and me now. I can't go anywhere to get a break from it like I used to. Not even hiding in my room helps. Even when we're not in the same room, I can still hear you humming in the kitchen, or I smell your laundry soap on my clothes. It's like you're everywhere. It's gotten to the point where just hearing your voice from the other room is enough to get me hard. Fuck, knowing you're in the other room is enough sometimes. Like, I'll hear you running the shower and I can't stop thinking about how you're naked in there. I get so worked up thinking that in a few minutes you'll be walking past my door in nothing but a towel. And you'll probably forget your panties on the bathroom floor as if to tease me. I'll wonder how long it would take you to notice they've gone missing. It all just spirals, and next thing I know, I'm jerking off to the thought of you touching yourself in there, calling me in to help you. I'm sorry, Mommy. I don't know why I'm like this. I shouldn't have said anything, but I can't stand hiding things from you. I understand if you're mad at me and don't ever want to see me again. How come you're not mad at me? Mommy, that's not a funny joke. I don't get it. What do you mean, feel the same? What? I don't get it. How would you prove... Mommy, I think the cabin fever is making me delusional. Did you really just kiss me? Can you do it again? Is this really happening? If I said I still didn't believe you, would you keep going? You can do better? What's better than kissing you? Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, you're right. Oh, this is much better. Jeez, never in a million years would I have thought I'd get to feel my own mom's hand on my cock. I definitely believe you now, but please don't stop. Oh, fuck, this is too much. Oh, even over pants, this feels amazing. Oh, harder, please. Oh, I want more. Mommy? Oh, this is really embarrassing, but I think I'm going to come in my pants if you keep going like that. Oh, Mommy, please. I don't want to make a mess. Oh, please, Mommy. I'm sorry. I couldn't stop it. Oh, you don't have to do that. I can clean up. What are you... Oh, you meant with your mouth. I've never actually had anyone do that before. Yes, please.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, I'm really sensitive right now. No, keep going. Oh, it's worth it. Oh, please keep going. Oh, I need your mouth on me. Holy shit, you look incredible. Oh, I feel like I'm losing my mind right now. I don't think I can come again yet, but can you put me in your mouth? Please, mommy. Please, can you suck my cock? Oh my God. Oh, your mouth is so perfect. Oh, I can't even tell you how long I've wanted this. Oh, you're making your boy very happy right now. Oh, can you take all of me? Oh, yeah, fuck, you're good. I don't know what you're doing with your tongue, but fuck. Oh, you're really enjoying this, huh? You look so happy to have your lips wrapped around your son's cock. I guess being a pervert runs in the family. How long have you been wanting to do this? Is the quarantine dry spell making you desperate enough to get on your knees for anyone? Or is this just for me? Really? Is that why you've been dressing like you're begging for my attention? Here I thought I was a bad son for wanting to bend you over the counter when I saw you in that miniskirt this morning. And it turns out that's exactly what you were hoping for. Oh, let me see. Are you even wearing underwear right now? You're even filthier than I am. Can you touch yourself for me? Good job. Does it turn you on to take orders from your son? Would you like more? We've already gone this far. How about you bend over the counter and I can give us both the relief we need? Spread your legs. Let me see how wet you are. God damn. You're aching for it, huh? Oh. I hate to make you wait longer, but you've been teasing me for the last 2 weeks now. So, before I give you what you want, I want to hear you beg for it. Until I'm satisfied, all you're getting is the head of my cock teasing your clit. Keep your hips still. No trying to cheat. You want to be a good mommy, right? You want to take care of all your baby boy's needs. Well, right now, he needs to hear how badly you want to get fucked by him. Oh, yeah. Good mommy. Oh, you take such good care of me. What a good mom. Making sure my first time is special. You can start touching again. Oh, you want deeper? How's this? Is this what you need? You want as much of me as you can get, huh? Oh, don't worry. Now that I know you want this too, you can have as much of me as you like. Oh, we have lots of time for you to teach me how to make you feel good. I promise I'll be a good student. Oh, you're getting so wet. Is that because I'm doing a good job, Mommy? Am I being a good boy for you? Oh, fuck. Oh, really? You gonna come on your baby's cock? Oh, please come for me. Please. Oh, please, Mommy. Oh, I want it. Yeah. Oh, come on your baby boy's cock. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Mommy. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, Mommy. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, my God. Oh, Mommy. Oh, I'm gonna come again. Oh. Can I please come inside of you? No, oh, please. No, oh, please. You okay? I wasn't too rough, was I? I don't even know what to say. That was... Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm okay. It's just really hitting me now. I'm gonna grab you a towel to help clean you up, and then we can eat together and Maybe talk about this? Thank you, Mommy.